Well, hey there. Good morning. 6:42. Brock and Hunter. Hey, buddy.
Lightning bolts shaved into the side of my head.
I actually am going to get my hair cut today, and I thought about doing something, you know, maybe fun for the fall into the winter.
What is fun involved?
I thought about maybe kind of doing like that. A lot of baseball players have right now where it's almost like a mullet, you know. It's not.
You're going for the Randy Johnson look,
The Randy Johnson, because my hair got long enough where, like, I could have a little bit of the flowiness in the back. Not again, it's not a mullet. It's like a new age mullet where it is shorter on the sides and it kind of fades back. And then it's like a mohawk mullet type deal.
Be happy that you can even do that. If I grow my hair out, I'd look like a wizard. Like a lonely old man. I don't think my hair grows past a certain length. Like, if I just let it go out, I think it stays at like 3 inches. Not even, maybe. What? Where'd you go?
You look like a wizard.
It's not real thick, you know, but I have hair. It's just when I grow it out, it kind of blows in the wind easier than most.
It's so thin and wispy. People's.
It's pretty wispy.
Yeah, between your facial hair and your head hair, I mean, it is. It's very Gandalf-y. I shouldn't even say that.
Gandalf. God.
You should. I want you. You should grow your hair out. I just want to see it. Just do it for a few months.
I don't think it's possible, though.
Like, it just gets to a point and stops?
Like, some people's hair just keeps growing and growing, and it gets down to their shoulders, and it's lush.
Yeah.
Mine, like, just stops growing and gets wispy.
Instead of growing longer, it thins out. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. Pretty much. Or maybe it does keep growing. It just gets so thin you can't even see it.
You can't even see it. Oh, my God. Excuse me, sir. Are you a wizard? No, get out of here.
I'll start carrying a staff around.
You shall not pass.
Look at this guy. Really leaning into the wizard look.
No, no, don't piss him off. He'll put a spell on you. Hey, Gandalf, where's the hobbits, huh? Getting them to Mordor? Oh, my God.
That's where you come in.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Yes.
We are like Gandalf and the Hobbit. I'm Schmeagol, I guess. Am I like Schmeagol? Damn it. All right, fine. Fair enough. That's what I get for making fun of your wizard-esque hair. All right. With that said, let's get to it. It's time for your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
Oh, as always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy when it comes to getting your car, truck, SUV, DeLorean fixed up. It doesn't matter. Owner John Van Lanningham, his crew, going to get you taken care of and back on the road. Go see him. AIR Advanced Import Repair. Well, breaking news.
Is it one of the flying ones? Did it fly? It did.
It had the nuclear reactor on it or whatever it was, the sodium nitro. What did he need for that? He needed plutonium, right?
Plutonium or something? Yeah.
I can't remember. I'm not
the flux capacitor. That's what it was.
I'm not a doctor. I don't know. Anyway, breaking news. Keith Richards still alive. Oh. Still kicking. Still got it. Also in your rock news, Dexter Holland says the Offspring are trying to decide what their next single should be. They've released 4 singles so far from their 2021 album, Let the Bad Times Roll, with the latest being Behind Your Walls. Holland told a radio station in Brazil, actually, quote, I hope we can do another single from this album because there's so many songs that we're so proud of on this album that we'd like to do. At the same time, we want to keep things rolling. We had to take time off in the pandemic, and we feel like we're back at it. Let's make the most of it right now. So we're working on a new album. So new single, new album. We don't know yet from Offspring, but apparently the guys are not slowing down anytime soon.
You know, it'd be really interesting to, like, spend, like, a couple days while they're doing it just with them to see how it happens.
Especially with those guys, because Dexter has, like, a PhD, and Noodles, their guitar player, he's super smart, too. Like, I don't know. They're interesting
guys.
Is there
a template to make new music, like, that a lot of bands use? You know what I'm saying? Like, are they all just kind of sitting in a room, just kind of playing and figuring things out? Like,
I think they're all different. You know, what I think is interesting, and if you check out our Plan B Morning Show YouTube page, I got a lot of great interviews as of late, Discover New Music. And the pandemic really turned things I mean, the entire world, but even for musicians. And what I'm gathering from a lot of them is, like, it was weird because we actually got to spend time really focusing on the albums. You know, usually it's write an album tour, write an album tour, write, because you usually tour to support the album.
It's just and constant it's go, go, go.
Right. And now you had everything shut down. And if bands were working on an album or, you know, had that time, well, now they had basically 2 years to create an album. And what I'm gathering from a lot of this, like I just talked to Winston from Parkway Drive yesterday. That'll be coming up soon on our Discover New Music. And he's like, yeah, it was crazy to be able to just almost completely reinvent yourself. It was like a blank slate. To do that. And
there should be a lot of great music coming out of that. I mean, one good thing that happened out of COVID is, people got to sit down and spend some time and concentrate for once.
Yeah, and really like, no, let's do it this way. Let's try this. And, well, that's what, again, just going, because it's fresh in my head with Winston from Parkway Drive, he's saying, like, it's a completely different album from what we've done. He's like, we have ballads on there. We have stuff that we don't even scream on, and that's different. Mm. For Parkway Drive. So, yeah, who knows, man? Who knows? It could be a very interesting next year and a half, 2 years when we see this. And maybe it'll change the mindset of bands, too. Because they're like, no, we liked the pace that we had instead of the, you know, run and gun kind of rock and roll lifestyle. You know?
Having it, push it all out, you know?
Yeah.
What I'm saying, you gotta concentrate a little bit. And what you're putting out, make it really good.
Yeah, we'll see. But as far as Offspring is concerned, still plenty of music, new music on the horizon for them. So, all right, that's your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, September 23rd, 1967, People Are Strange was released by The Doors. I love The Doors, man.
Me too.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Now touch me, me. Yeah. Riders on the
Storm. I can just put them on, you know, and just let it ride.
It's good
the
for
Doors
all
The Doors were great. Did you ever have the poster? I mean, everybody had the Jim Morrison poster.
I never did, but I think there was like 9 of them on my dorm room floor. I think so. I think so.
My sister had one up in her room.
Yeah, that was the Stoners or the Chicks had those in their room.
Yep.
Dreamy sure. Jim Morrison. Really, Jim he just Morrison. Was malnourished and high on drugs during that time. I mean, like.
Hanging out with the weird naked Indian.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's a good reference right there. I love it. Anyway, all right. So there you go. That is your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair. We'll be back.
Brock